This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. David Prentice, Senior Fellow in Life Sciences at the Center for Human Life and Bioethics at the Family Research Council here in Washington. We want to get his reaction as the National Institutes of Health issues guidelines for any sort of stem cell research to be done on embryos that is going to attract federal funding dollars. And Dr. Prentice, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks, Greg.
Well, obviously, the rules have been relaxed a little bit since the Bush administration. President Obama ordered that a number of months ago. Basically, what we're seeing here is that folks have to voluntarily donate their unused embryos. There's no financial compensation. And it appears as though that embryos can't be created to be destroyed for this research. What do you make of these rulings?
Well, it actually is a significant loosening of the previous rules that we had. Previously, there were about 78 different lines or dishes that had been identified. 21 of those they decided to grow up and distribute. And in fact, most of the world, probably 85%, uses those, quotes, Bush-approved lines, human embryonic stem cell lines for their research. What they've done now is said, well, as long as you meet certain, quotes, ethical criteria for the destruction of the embryos, that they would allow federal taxpayer dollars to be used in the experiments. As you mentioned, there are certain things, obviously, that are good. They're meant to protect, and that's the idea of there's no financial inducement, that supposedly these are embryos, quotes, in excess, in other words, after the parents have had their family. There are a lot of problems, though, with these guidelines. Number one, just the fact that you will be destroying more human embryos for research. Embryonic stem cell research has been going on since 1981, first with mouse and then with human. At present, they still haven't even injected embryonic stem cells into a patient because you can't show that they're safe and you can't actually show that they work, even in the animal experiments. Their biggest forte is making tumors. But there's a continual push for more embryos, more cells. Now, some of the problems in the guidelines, beyond just the fact that you're going to provide an incentive to destroy more human embryos for this research and pay then the researchers to do the experiments, there's no requirement that the IVF doctor and the stem cell researcher be different people. This can be one and the same. So you could actually have a case where they're creating more embryos, supposedly for the parents originally, but creating what would amount to the excess that they want. They've opened up another branch of this so that if cells don't meet the letter of those specific ethical guidelines, a researcher can bring in their documentation that shows they met the spirit of those ethical guidelines. Maybe they didn't actually give all the options to the parents, including the option of embryo adoption and so on. But if they can somehow convince what will be a working group set up at NIH, comprised primarily of researchers and ethicists in favor of embryonic stem cell research, then they would approve it for federal taxpayer funding. So, you know, there are a lot of problems. I suppose, you know, let's look at the good side at this point, if there is one, is that they did not approve funding for cells from embryos made specifically just for research or from clones. Now, they did qualify that and say that they can change the guidelines in the future. One of the reasons they may actually have deferred on that question at this point is, of the 49,000 comments that they got on these proposed guidelines, they noted that 30,000 were from pro-lifers saying you shouldn't fund any human embryonic stem cell research. And they quickly went on to say that they pretty much ignored those comments. They just wanted to know how best to proceed with the embryo destruction. But I think it speaks to the fact that the majority of Americans really are opposed to this life-destroying research, especially when you look at the fact that adult stem cells, which doesn't involve destruction of the donor, is already treating thousands of patients for dozens of different diseases, exactly the same ones that they claim that they will use these embryonic stem cells for.
Dr. Prentice, why do you believe if after almost 30 years of very little progress, if any progress, in the use of embryonic stem cells for this type of proposed treatment, that they're still pushing so hard? And what do you make of the argument of those in favor of it that say, well, we haven't had the funding, so we don't know what the potential is here?
Well, let's take that second part first. They actually have had the funding. In fact, back in 2001, the Bush administration was the first to actually fund this. With that limited set of cells and without providing an incentive for more destruction, but it was almost a put up or shut up deal. Here are cells, here are millions. In fact, I believe last year was $88 million. As I mentioned, the bulk of the world uses those original cells for experiments. There are state funds going into this. There are some private funds going into it. But yet, they note that the pragmatic problems themselves of controlling these cells and trying to get them to repair disease has been a real problem. Now, I think there's a hubris here and an ideology. They want to do these experiments, and they need the money, especially federal taxpayer money, to continue to keep their labs running. So I think that's part of it. Certainly in terms of why do they keep coming along this line, as I've said, there's an ideology involved. It's one that does not respect all human life, but considers some humans as less than human and open for experiments. Yeah, you can go back to President Clinton's Bioethics Commission, where they said, yeah, they didn't like to do it, but if there was a less morally problematic alternative to using these embryos, especially to treat disease, that we ought to pursue that aspect rather than use the embryos. Well, in just the last 5 to 10 years, there have been thousands upon thousands of patients successfully treated. Now, it's not all cures at this point, much experimental, but adult stem cells, including cells from umbilical cord blood harvested after the birth of the baby. And we're talking about not just a few cancers or some blood diseases and anemia, which are important, but also things like heart damage, stroke, Parkinson's disease. The list actually extends to over 70 different diseases and injuries, including spinal cord injury, where the adult stem cells have been the ones to actually successfully treat the patients. It seems we have a less morally problematic alternative, but there is the desire to use embryos instead.
Dr. Prentice, unfortunately, our time is up, sir. Thank you so much for your time and your insight.
Thank you.
Dr. David Prentice, Senior Fellow in Life Sciences at the Center for Human Life and Bioethics at the Family Research Council. This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.